So, Catherine, where I want to begin is, what exactly does this select committee do, and how is it different than other committees? Because a criticism from Republicans is that there are other committees looking into the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
That's right. So we have a lot of different committees and commissions up in discussion on Capitol Hill who could be looking into the events of January 6th. What was created specifically today is what's called the Select Committee, which some may remember as the designation for the Select Committee on the events in Benghazi, which looked into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's wide-ranging accusations against her from House Republicans, kind of a broad investigation that can be conducted by members of the U.S. House of Representatives. So basically today, what it is happening is that Speaker Pelosi is being empowered to select 13 members of the U.S. House, and she is supposed to consult with Republicans on five of those members, but ultimately she is able to decide who serves in those positions. Those 13 people are broadly empowered to call witnesses, to compel testimony, to get documents, basically to look into what Democrats call a domestic terrorism event when the supporters of Donald Trump rioted at the U.S. Capitol and attempted to overturn the counting of Electoral College votes for then-President-elect Joe Biden. So really a broad-ranging investigation here that was created today.
You brought up the Benghazi Select Committee, and I wanted to ask you about that because some Republicans have criticized the Democratic leadership in the House for creating this Select Committee. But when Republicans were in charge of the House, they created their own Select Committee for the Benghazi investigation. I was wondering if House Republicans and Democrats commented about that, because these were both what the opposition would call partisan efforts.
Right, exactly. And that goes back to some of the other investigations that have already been going on in the U.S. House into the events of January 6th. You know, there are several committees of jurisdiction: House Homeland Security, House Judiciary, the House Oversight Committee, who are already empowered to look at bits and pieces of this problem, you know, looking at the security failures of that day, looking at some of the implications of having such a large domestic terrorism event. But really, when you step back, what each side is saying is that there either needs to be a broader investigation for a select committee, or this broad investigation is really too broad, which is what Republicans are saying. They're pointing to those previous investigations in each House committee and saying, look, all of this has already been looked at and examined. There is nothing new here. And that goes back to the debate over Benghazi, which, of course, Democrats said was far too broad, went on for far too long, and was really what they called a witch hunt against Hillary Clinton.
Catherine, do we have any idea of when this committee is going to be up and running? Because lawmakers are about ready to leave for the July 4th Independence Day holiday.
Sure. Well, even the schedule for this committee has become a partisan issue, because you have a lot of Republicans saying that it shouldn't go on for too long and go into 2022, of course, when there will be the start of the midterm election cycle, when all of these lawmakers have to run for re-election. Democrats have assured Republicans that that will not happen. But of course, when you look at the timeline in the U.S. House, as you mentioned, they're out for the 4th of July break. They're out for another 6 weeks starting in August. And there's a lot on their plate in terms of passing an infrastructure deal, passing a budget for the U.S. government. And Speaker Pelosi has to appoint those members and get them seated and up to speed to do the work of that committee.